In this week's episode, we're going to cover the main reasons why drivers fail to get sponsorship. And, well, it's basically to stop you doing the same. And this is for anybody who's selling anything. It's all applicable, really. To kick this episode off and to really set things up, I've got this interview with Jeff Bezos. It's just a clip. But listen to him now, and that's going to set up the whole thing and what we talk about.
Was there a moment you thought, I might not make it?
The riskiest moment for Amazon, Charlie, was at the very, very beginning. I needed to raise $1 million at a certain point. And I ended up giving away 20% of the company for $1 million.
A hell of a deal for somebody.
But they also took a risk, so they deserved to do very well on that deal. But I had to take 60 meetings to raise $1 million, and I raised it from 22 people at approximately $50,000 a person. And it was nip and tuck whether I was going to be able to raise that money. So the whole thing could have ended before it even started. That was 1995. You know, and the first question every investor asked me was, what's the internet?
Now, watching this video, there's four things that stood out for me and really reminded me to remind you guys. Because, you know, when you're on the sponsorship hunt, it's easy just to carry on doing the same thing, sending emails, sending out proposals, things like this, and they just fall on deaf ears. It's not working. So if you really want to learn how to sell to people, to get people to invest, then you've got to learn off people that have basically walked that path already. And they've gone in, you know, it doesn't have to be just being racing. This is for anybody, anywhere. So Jeff Bezos trying to sell percentage in Amazon at the very beginning of the journey, that's pretty much a good person to learn off, right? Because he pulled it off, basically. Now, the first thing I want you to take from this is the early stages are often the riskiest and the hardest. And like he said, at the very beginning, getting this investment in is what fueled the rest of the project or the company. We probably, who knows, but most likely we wouldn't have known who Amazon was if he didn't get any investors. Because how else can he get $1 million in the back pocket, right, to spend on things? And then he has to pay all these investors afterwards. But it's difficult. And that is the catalyst, or that was the catalyst, to give him the power to do what he wanted to do, exactly like you. Now, just understand, if you're on the first step, you know, you've probably done some racing, or you haven't, getting that first investment, it's sponsor or group of sponsors, it's so difficult. But you just got to remember, this is just the barrier to entry. So if you're finding it difficult, don't give up. That's the first lesson here. You don't give up. What you do is you just change what you're offering, or you work harder. You talk to more people, which is going to lead us into the other points in this video. So I've got to be careful. But just understand it's always the hardest, the first part. So keep the faith. If you really believe in what you're going for and it's a deep burning desire, a dream of yours, you just got to keep going. You can't give up at the first hurdle. The second thing is it's a numbers game. Now, you heard him say 60 people, 60 meetings he set up, and 22 of them, I think he said, so just a third of them, invested. So it is a numbers game. Now, you don't just think that he just went around, asked uncle, aunties, granddads, and people like that. He would have had to have gone out into the world and set these meetings up. So he probably had to contact, I don't know, 120, 200, 300 different people just to get these 60 meetings. And then from the 60, he got the 20 odd, and that was enough for him to go and set up Amazon and do what he needed to do. This is similar for you. You're going to have to approach a lot of companies, a lot of people, before they say, you know what, we'll sit down and have a coffee and I'll listen to what you've got. And then when you've got them, that's when you sell to them. But the first part is actually getting these meetings in the first place. And that's all you're selling. You don't have to send out proposals and say, this is what I've got to offer. And it's yes or no. Or they just think, oh, it's another sponsorship. I can't be bothered with that. We get 20 of them a week anyway. Just another one. You have got to go and set up meetings. You're selling meetings. So when you approach a company, first of all, do your research. Find out exactly what they're into, what they've done already, what they could find interesting about motorsport and what you have to offer. And you go with that, armed with just one or two things that you think are applicable or could really help them achieve their goals, right? And that's how you approach them. Like, would you be interested in accessing X amount of people that are in your demographic? would you be interested in product sampling at sporting events? You know, you go in there with a very blunt one or two things that you think they're interested in. If so, set up a meeting, and that's when the ball rolls. That's when you start to talk about the details. So avoid just throwing out all these proposals to everybody, cold calling that way, and go and talk to people in their language. Find out what they want, show how or understand how you can help them get what they want, and then you knock on their door. You're much more likely to get a meeting there. Remember, you're selling meetings, not sponsorship. The third thing you must have had was value. You've got to make sure you've got value. Jeff Bezos would have worded this in a way and designed what he was selling, the investment itself, in a way that adds value to the person who's paying him $50,000 or whatever it is they put in. It had to make sense. He had to show them how they can get their money back and some, that it's a good investment. This is your main goal. What is it that you can offer a company that is worth them investing in? Not just putting their name on the side of a car. That only works if you're in high profile championships and you've got hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people looking at the car constantly. What else can you offer a sponsor? Go through all my other videos. There's tons of things we talk about, especially the ones with Brian Sims and Ella. What can you offer a company? First, you have to understand what they want. But you've got to be able to have something worth investing in. Not just me following my dream in racing. That doesn't work. It's got to be something that gives them money. So how are you going to find them clients? How are you going to get their product out or their services out to people that will buy them? If you can show them that, they'd be stupid not to invest. And the fourth thing Bezos must have been able to do was sell. Can you sell? Can you sit in front of somebody, access what it is they really want, and show, or at least just see for yourself, if what you can offer, your service, your promotion service through motorsport, and match them up and say, look, this is a viable solution for your challenges. This is a way for you to reach your goals in 2024, 2025. How about this? And you price tag it well. That's all selling is, really. You kind of find out what that person really needs or wants, and you offer it them, and then you deliver. So these really, I know they're so basic, but these are the things that drivers miss because they're so busy thinking about the dream, about this is what I want, and I think other people would care about my dream, but people do not care about your dream unless you make it valuable to them. So it is a bit of a numbers game. It is you getting out there and finding out what they need and just seeing how you can provide that in from motorsport, in that world, and then you price it well. So it's a viable investment for them. You do this. You keep banging on this. Every single week, you should be approaching at least five companies. Research them well and approach. And all you're doing, remember, is you're selling meetings. You just want to get in front of that person.